Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, babe, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, babe, oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, that'll make your ass come on top. I'ma see to work, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Sin City Radio. This your boy Cav, chilling as usual. Got my man Father Time with me. Timer, what's happening?
What's cracking, Doc?
Shit, Janine, what's up, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up?
Woosah, woosah, woosah. This is gonna be a good day. Today's gonna get better. I'll just put it like that. All right.
Every day is a good day.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, check this out, man. I'm going to jump right into this. I'm eavesdropping. I'm hearing the conversation with people I know of the female persuasion. And I heard something that kind of like, I'm like, okay, maybe y'all can help me clarify this. The female says she's dealing with a guy. She's dealing with a guy, but he has someone else. He has someone else. Now, she says she loves him and all that, but she says she told him, you know, I'm just going to fuck with you until I find somebody else.
Wow.
Now, my question, and this was my question, but she said that now, ever since she told him that, he acts funny. Well, I mean, I'm like, okay, I'm
so
thinking.
So would
I. Exactly. I'm thinking this is self-explanatory. You told me, I'm only going to fuck with you until I find somebody else. But now, in the same breath, you say you love this person. How does that work?
Jane?
How you get back on to me?
I mean, I'm just curious. I'm really curious to how could... Okay, you know, and I'm like, wait a minute. You say you love him. Have you told him you love him? Yes.
Okay, you're saying the situation is it she got somebody else or he got somebody else?
He has someone else.
Okay, so she's the person on the side.
Right.
And she's saying she loves him.
Yeah, she told him she loves him and everything. She said, but now, hold on, let me put this part in there.
Okay.
She says that the relationship is great between them.
Okay.
Okay, I just want to put that in there, too.
Okay. And so, you're saying now he's acting funny. Yeah, I'm sure he is gonna be acting funny. I mean, that's self-explanatory, but that doesn't mean that she doesn't love him. So I mean, I'm sure he is gonna start acting funny.
I'm sorry. Go ahead,
bro. I'm acting funny as soon as you tell me some bullshit like that.
My whole
demeanor been changed.
Exactly.
You pretty bold to even tell a motherfucker some shit like that. That's pretty bold. That's a bold ass statement. I'm only fucking with you till something else come along. Man, okay.
I mean, what more can you say? You got somebody.
What you mean?
I mean, the guy already got somebody else.
Still.
Okay. You know what? And my thing is this. And okay. If you telling me that you're going out to find somebody else or you're looking for somebody else, I mean, maybe I'm not giving you 100%, but let's just say I'm giving you 75% of me. What makes you think I'm not gonna cut down to 10%?
Exactly. 2%.
I mean, you might. That's what I'm saying.
But then she like
I don't know why she feels like he shouldn't be acting funny. That's why I said he is gonna act funny, and maybe she told him that for that reason to see
how he was gonna act. But now my thing is that she's actually complaining about this. Like, okay, he acting funny now. I don't know what the fuck wrong with him. What? Look what you just said to a motherfucker. I don't understand that. I think right now, maybe my head's a little clouded. I mean, because I'm just really on a tear right now. It's like, I'm seeing people for just being some vicious ass people. Just vicious. And to me, I mean, you cannot make that statement. Okay. My thing is this. You cannot make that. You can make that statement to me, but you cannot make that statement to me then turn around like you didn't say nothing. Like our relationship is just perfect now. I'm sorry. You just can't. Call me selfish. Call me this. Call me that. But, I mean, but now think about it. Now, okay, let's just, okay, now, Janine, in all honesty,
mm-hmm.
Let's just say you were the guy. I mean, you were the one with the guy. And the guy tells you, I'm just going to fuck around with you until I find something better. I mean, let's talk real. Let's be real, man. We always keep it real on the show, so let's keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
He tells you that. But in the same mm-hmm. breath, he's telling you he loves you. I mean, do you really look at that as love?
No, of course I don't.
I mean, can you really be like, well, yeah, he loved me?
No. I mean, no, I wouldn't think that. I already said that I feel like that's what he was going to do. That's what he should do, because evidently she wants somebody for herself.
Okay, but in the
So you can't use him for his time. If you already looking for somebody else, you might as well let him go.
That's my thing. I mean, but no, seriously, it was brought to me like, why is he tripping? Why is he tripping? And why, you know, like, why is he tripping? Why he acting funny? Really? Like, you don't see this? I mean, okay, us as men, and I will go on record to say this. Us as men, yes, we do come off like we're super bad, we're super tough, we're super macho. But at the end of the day, especially before I even say this, I asked, I said, do he love you? Do you feel he loves you? yes, I know he loved me, and I love him. Do he feel like you love him? She said, yeah, up until I said that.
Well, he ain't going to love you. If he did love you, he don't love you no more.
See, this is what I'm saying. And this is what I'm saying. It's like, okay, you went out on that one. This is just my opinion. I mean, I couldn't be wrong, but my thing is, you went out on that. I just feel like, okay, you really, you know, you.
Oh,
really
here. Ooh.
Hold on, man. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Hey, this is Selena.
Oh, what's up, Selena?
Yo.
What's up, baby?
What time is that? All
right, let me ask you, Selena. Let me ask you. This is what I was told. A woman, she's messing around with a guy. The guy has someone else. But him and her then formed this bond to the point where they feel like they love each other. Well, she tells him, you know what? I love you. You know, you as far as I'm concerned, you my dude for now. But I'm gonna keep fucking around with you until I find somebody else. Now, she said from that point on, dude started acting funny. Like, you know, like he really like fucked this relationship. Now my question to you is, do you think he was had a reason to act funny?
No, because he got somebody.
Okay, so I hear you saying that. Now let's just say this was you. Let's just say this was you and it was vice versa. You know what I'm saying? A dude told you, well, Selena, I'm just going to fuck with you till I find somebody else. But in the same breath, this man saying he loves you. And he want to be
that
with you, but he's like, but he tells you, I'm only fucking with you till I find somebody else.
Hell no. That's not love, man. That's convenient.
All right. So now my thing is, how is it different?
What you mean?
I mean, because you like, okay, shit, he got somebody. I mean, but just think, I mean, okay, let's just say you're the person that's getting told this to. I mean, her thing is now she like, he acting funny. You know, like.
Funny right now.
Like he really ain't fucking with her like that no more.
But he just told her that. I mean, he was honest. He just told you he fucking with you till he found somebody else. And now he acting funny. That means he loosening it up fast. He's going to just be off
his
food.
No. You don't want, you start acting funny because he told you this.
Oh. Well, because, you know, some people can't take honesty. Some people would rather be lied to. I don't know, but.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
No, hold on. I'm kind of lost on this one because my thing is that how you being honest to me saying you love me but you looking for somebody else?
Because you lied about the love part. I'm not even listening to that shit no more once you didn't tell me until. You know what I'm saying? Love is unconditional. That's a condition. You said until you find somebody else. You don't love me if you fucking with me until you find somebody else. That's BS.
Okay,
come on, man.
So we all on the same page. Okay. I think you kind of worded it kind of. I wasn't understanding your word. Okay. Okay, we all on the same page. So you agree that, all right, if a motherfucker told you some shit like that, if a dude told you what, you know, Selena, baby, I love you, and I mean, you know, but shit, I'm just going to fuck with you till I find somebody else. You're going to be looking at that motherfucker like, you know what, I tell you what. Why don't you just go on to find you somebody else right now? Am I right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, my thing is, I mean, because I'm sitting out, like I said, I'm sitting there dumbfounded like, this motherfucker's sitting there like she really don't understand it. She don't understand what the fuck is he act, what the fuck is he mad about?
Wow.
I'm like, you can't be serious right now.
Yeah.
Hey, you can't tell me no shit like that. I'm sorry. You can't tell me no shit like that.
No, man.
You better be in a text message because you can't say it. You can't be standing in front of me and say it. Better text me.
we ain't trying to fight nobody, man.
No, I'm just saying, man. You would say some shit like that on purpose because you purposely trying to start some shit by telling somebody something like that.
I gotta agree with you on that. I think if you told me something like that, I truly believe that you're really trying to start a fight with me. You really
you gotta
are.
Be.
So you.
If I told you something like that. I would be expecting for you to move on. That's what I would be expecting.
Exactly.
If I'm telling you something like that, I would be letting you know I'm about to look for me for somebody else. So, you know, do what you're going to do. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay. So,
how come you just can't say, How come you just can't say, well, you know what? I'm not happy. Let's just break up. Why you got to bring some bullshit like that into the game?
Exactly.
You fucking with my manhood, man. I mean, think about it. If you say something like that to a man, you basically telling him that he ain't man enough to handle you. That's what you're saying.
And then what you say when you find the motherfucker.
Right.
Well, I found my new man.
Right.
All right.
Even when I see him. All right, let's see. Now, see, that's when the motherfucker get hurt.
Ego out there.
Yeah, I mean, because, like I was saying before.
That's where the dog-ass niggas come in. Yeah. That's when they turn into dog, atomic dog.
I'm treating you like dog. Shit. I'm going to treat you like straight up shit.
Like I said, us as men, we got pride too. We got pride too. We got an ego. We got pride. Hell, and more than any of that, we got feelings. Just like y'all do. I mean,
y'all got feelings?
Yes, we do. Believe it or not. And I mean, you cannot sit there. I don't know, man. I was sitting there like, really? You really just said this with a straight face?
And it sounded like you meant it.
Right.
If she said it, she meant it.
Yeah, if she said it, she meant it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm looking for the cameras.
And she just not told you, but she already been looking. She just got some in her sight.
Right.
So you need
to give
your
ass a heads up.
Right. So you need to go get that motherfucker now because you got to be crazy. Okay, let's just say, for instance, I'm helping you out. Let's just say I'm helping you out with your bills or whatnot, or, you know, just helping you out, period. I know y'all as independent women, y'all can handle yourself. But, you know, let's just say motherfucker just feel like, okay, you my girl, I'm going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me some shit like that and then turn around and ask me, can you pay this? Hell no.
If you was doing that, I would have never told you.
Shut up.
Exactly. Why would you tell somebody
that? Why would you tell that?
I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? But, because, see, this is the whole thing. Is like, I think that's how the argument came up, because it was like, she asked for some money.
Mm.
And he was more or less like, bitch, please, and hung up.
Uh-huh. She had to expect that. Come on, man. Don't be a crazy.
No. And that now, this is what I'm telling y'all. This is what I'm telling y'all because y'all are my people. She's dumbfounded. She don't know what the fuck is going on.
Ah, shit.
All right, mm-hmm. This motherfucker felt like, what the fuck did I do that was so wrong? But then, you got a million motherfuckers in her ear telling the girl, you ain't do nothing wrong. He can't handle the truth. If he can't handle the truth, fuck him.
And she needs to leave him alone. Don't be asking that man to pay your damn bills. You scoping somebody else. Be for real. It'll beat your ass. Just leave him alone.
Do you know if I paid that NIPSCO, I'm going to tell you now, if I pay your NIPSCO, I got a key. I pay your NIPSCO when I come in and he's sitting on my part of the couch.
Ooh.
Hey, 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 what's up, man? Feel. Feel. I feel like it's finna be some motherfucking drama up in this motherfucker.
I told you what it was.
Ooh, that's that's it. Yeah. And, but you know what? And the crazy part is that you're 110% right. That's what the motherfuckers gonna hit you with.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what it was. Bitch, you didn't tell me before I gave you that fucking money. Oh, no. Man, you know how much furniture can get moved up in that motherfucker? Man, I'm breaking.
Man, I tell you what, dog. If I walked in and saw that, first thing I'm asking is, where's Ashton at? Because I must be getting pumped. This has got to be a joke. Where the camera's at?
I know
you're like, that's a girl in the room. That's a girl.
Somebody's pranking me. This shit cannot be real. I know you ain't got this motherfucker sitting on the couch.
Yeah, that's starting shit to me, man. That's you start shit.
Then I'm going to just flat out just tell you. Okay. Well, just like they said, I already told you he was coming.
Damn shame what happened to Susie. I'm fucking Susie up. I'm just telling dude, man, you might as well go ahead and leave, man, unless you're going to protect her. If you ain't going to protect her, you might as well go ahead and leave, because this is about to be some shit. I couldn't take that kind of shit, man. I mean, that's total disrespect.
Yeah,
totally.
Really.
So
it
just,
really is.
You know I'm coming over?
And I'm going to call it out. I'm going to call it out, dog. Watch the switchboard, because I ain't by the computer right now, but I'm going to call it out. Motherfucker, I hear this shit so much around here in Indianapolis. I'm going to tell you, you motherfuckers from Gary, y'all crazy. Y'all got some motherfucking waves to y'all. But these motherfuckers down here in Indianapolis, bipolar is the motherfucking number one epidemic down here.
Really?
Man, the shit you hear these motherfucking women say down here, shit. I mean, man, y'all motherfuckers can talk. Y'all Gary motherfuckers can talk some shit. But these motherfucking Indianapolis women, ooh-wee. I don't know about Minnesota, dog. But these motherfuckers is born and bred in Indianapolis, shit. I'm calling them out. They bipolar.
I don't pay no attention to their ass.
They need to get on their meds then.
Man,
damn, you tell me some shit like that. Hey, I'm just gonna fuck with you till somebody else come along. I'm supposed to accept that? I'm supposed to agree to that? Okay, that's fine, honey. You just let me know when you come around. I'll leave. Come on, man. Are you serious? I'm gonna hit her ass in the head with a fucking brick, man.
Oh my God! No, don't do that. Fuck you. Just walk away. Walk away.
No, it's some shit you can't walk away from. That's one of them. That deserves a
catch
response.
Okay. This nigga. That's crazy.
I'm just saying, you don't have to respond to everything, but a statement like that, that deserves a response. I have to respond to that. I have to.
Hey, you just treat me like a straight up bitch.
Right. Yeah, like, when the hell, I mean, when is it feasible to treat a motherfucker like a bitch that you talking about you love?
That ain't no love.
Nah, that ain't love.
I mean, first of all, I would like to know, why would a motherfucker even hang around? Once you tell me
right.
That shit, I'm gone. Hey, I'm definitely leaving sooner.
Well, from my understanding, he's not fucking with her anymore. No, like I said,
that's a good thing.
Like, and see, no, the thing was, she's totally confused. She can't figure out what she said and what she did wrong.
Mm-hmm. Is she listening to the show? Because we are
talented. Go for it, baby. Go for it.
You fucked up. You don't tell no man no shit like that. You standing
man.
On moving on with somebody else. Just fucking tell them you want to break up. Or you move on and not tell them. Those are your two options. You don't ever tell them you about to move on.
That's fucked up too.
What's fucked up? I'm just saying that happens, but I'm not gonna, you know, tell you. Hell, people move on all the time with other people. I'm just saying.
What?
You should tell me. I'm thinking we're in a relationship and you ain't.
I agree, but I'm just saying that happens all the time. I'm just saying. You have those your options. You would rather do that than the motherfucker than you go just up and tell the motherfucker you moving on.
Look here, that move on shit, what she said, yeah, it's harsh. But I'd rather take that one than what the fuck this motherfucker just did. Because, I mean, my thing is, I'm not finna sit there. I mean, really, dog, think about it. You sitting there, you chilling. You know, and a motherfucker tell you this, dog. A motherfucker tell you this, but then act like, okay, the relationship is finna further. And you know what? And in my eyes, I think it was a bluff. I think it was a bluff to try to get him to say, oh, baby, I love you, this, that, and other. No, bitch, you about to get smacked in your motherfucking gums.
You know, I can't do that, though.
I understand we ain't supposed to, but shit. You gonna sit there and I mean in the same breath, I love you, but I'm just fucking with you until I find another motherfucker.
I can't take that. I couldn't take that. I hope to never be in a situation like that because I don't know how I would react to that.
I mean, shit. I know how I'm gonna react to it. I just hope I got bond money. That's all. I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, you know, I just can't do it.
Shit, I can't either, man. I can put up with a lot of shit, but I couldn't take that. That's just, you asking way too much now. As they say, you're doing too much.
By the way.
That is
crazy.
I mean,
damn, man. I'm gonna tell you like this, y'all make a motherfucker. These motherfuckers down here make a motherfucker give y'all way more respect. From the bottom of my heart, I want to say that for all Gary women, us Gary men apologize because yeah, you see the shit that they talk about and what they doing. Oh my God!
I mean, like what? I want to know.
I would feel like he didn't care nothing about me if he didn't get mad.
I'm gonna show you how much I love you.
Oh my God.
Ooh, you love me as soon as my eye open, we gonna go watch the sunrise. Oh man, that struck me just struck me as wow. Like, damn, wait a minute, you really not understanding this? So, I was told I'm a man, I don't understand. You a man, so you wouldn't understand. Okay, fine. I said so. When I get on my show, I said I got some open minded women to be on the show. I'm gonna run this by and see. So, we all in agreement, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was fucked up shit.
That was mighty stupid.
Okay. That's why she's
all
in agreement.
Huh?
I say that's why she's single now.
And see, now you know that got to be some fucked up shit if me and Selena both in agreement.
I know, that's right. I high-fived you, but you weren't even feeling me.
No, I got you. I got you. Shit. Like
with your
said,
smart ass. Shut up.
Come on, but if me and her agree, it got to be some fucked up shit.
Yeah, that was crazy. I don't even do that.
Mm-hmm. All right, now you know what I gotta ask the one thing, and I, you know, I'm not big on the news, especially when it comes to this show. My thing is, you know, that you know we get on the show to relax, have fun, but I know both of y'all got boys,
mm-hmm.
and I just gotta ask y'all because. This is, I mean, even for me, you know, like I said, I'm not even big on the, all this shit that goes on in the world today. I mean, I keep up with current events, but, you know, I don't too much bring it to the show. But just to hear this shit, old girl is under scrutiny. They are trying to say that she child abused her child. I'm talking about the chick in Baltimore, the one that's seeing her son out there looting and all that shit, and she beat his ass. They are trying to say that she did something wrong.
Ain't that messed up?
Now, for me to bring it up, now, you know, in time, you know, we have our war words about this all the time, but I even got to bring that up. They are blasting her like she needs to be reprimanded for child abuse.
I haven't seen that, man. I've seen her get number rave reviews. I mean, everybody was on her side.
Yeah, I've been seeing people say, like, she's the number one mom in the...
Right, that's all I've been hearing about her.
I think it's different views and people have one
view. Some people say they would have been out there looting with her son. No, you don't. She teaching her, so she don't want them damn police to kill her son or him catching a family behind that beat.
Exactly. And that wasn't even no beat. Come on now, let's be realistic. We grew up in gear. Come on, that really wasn't no beating.
Hell no, that wasn't no beating. My mom would have dragged me by my hair, kicked me.
That wasn't no beating.
Right.
I mean, she probably couldn't get her hands on them real good, but
She was trying, though.
She was trying to bust his shit, but she couldn't get that one lick to tear his ass off.
She got her damn point across.
Exactly.
You know, some of these kids, you know, they'll buck up on you. I have seen, you know, some of these kids, she told his little head up, she was tagging his ass, and I'm screaming like, get him again.
He was blocking most of that shit. Most of that shit he was blocking, though.
I mean, of course, but I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? He didn't disrespect her by trying to put his hands on her, is what I'm saying. Like a lot of these damn
people. Yeah, he never tried to hit her back.
He was trying to get away.
I ran from my mom in high school when she caught me smoking. Hell yeah, you run.
Hell yeah, shit. He looked like me. I'm trying to get the fuck out of
here.
Hold on.
Turn your ass
off.
Right.
You gonna work for this. You gonna work to kick my ass on this one. Now I ain't here to hit you, but I'm gonna run.
Right.
But
like
you know,
that's her only son. That's her only child. I think she said that was her only child or something like that.
No, that's the only son. But she has three daughters and just him.
He's the only son.
My aunties out there. Everybody wants to whoop my ass.
But I mean, and fuck. All the accolades she get, now here this come. Come on, now. She's America's favorite mom right about now.
And I was the white folks.
Here's my thing. Y'all do all this hollering. Well, you need to get your kids. Now you actually see a black woman go get her child and stop. Because like she said, I don't want my son having the same fate that he had.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she went out there and did something about it. And you gonna sit there and say she needs to be reprimanded? Come on, people. Come on, man. These motherfuckers.
They just trying to throw focus. That's all that is.
Who said that bitch Nancy Grace? She always got
something
to say.
I can't stand her ass neither. But I'm not. I'm not sure if it was Nancy Grace. But oh boy, you know she's a motherfucker too, boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you know, and I know
to watch her.
But see, I know y'all got sons. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I know as mothers, y'all could relate to what the fuck she did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She just saved her son's life.
And that's what, and I'm gonna tell you like this. This is my true belief for that. I feel it's a good 80% chance you saved your son's life that day.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Cause them motherfuckers ain't playing. They open season on these little young boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you gon', man. I just couldn't believe it when I heard that this morning. I was going in work and they was like, it's all type of groups like she need to be reprimanded, she need to be sent to jail. That was child abuse. Child abuse?
That's terrible. We can't live for living, boy. That's crazy.
Right, because you would do, and that's the thing that got me, is that you do all the holler about. You know, they really need to get their kids. They need to do this. They need to do that. And here you actually... She might start a new wave. Okay. Mm-hmm. And hopefully she done woke a lot of these mothers up like, hey, maybe I need to take control of my child.
Well, ain't nobody in Boston going to fuck with her because they was glad she came and got his ass off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they wanted more mothers to come get their kids.
Exactly.
So if them groups, wherever the hell they at, if they ain't in Boston, ain't nobody gonna be paying attention what the hell y'all talking about, because the people in Boston love her and appreciate what she did.
Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
That's what shit my mama would do.
I think they said something.
Come on, now.
Hey, I saw a picture of fuck the police, send in the moms.
Okay. <Yeah. laughs> See, my mama, you want to loot one, girl?
You see, he tried to run.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to run and shoot right behind his ass and grabbed him.
You tried to toss it out. He was tagging his ass.
She said, take off that goddamn mask. Show him your face. She's slapping the shit out of his ass.
And he had it coming.
There's like a motherfucker. You know the homie beat his ass up right now.
And that's the worst thing he got to deal with, is getting jabbed on when he get back to school. Ray, your mama told your ass
stuff. Oh, shit. Your mama beat your ass on national TV. That's why I'm living.
You know, not like, but you can't. That's my, you can't, bitch. That's right.
Yeah, he catching all kind of grief right now. Probably ain't even outside. This mama ain't letting his ass outside. You gonna punch him.
Hell no.
Okay, that's in the house.
Yeah, but 10 years from now, he gonna kiss his mama and thank you, mama.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for doing
that. That's right.
He end up being a damn doctor or some shit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that was just, I mean, like I said, I'm not the most political motherfucker in the world, but that even just, that chapped my ass. Really, y'all really going at this lady? Really?
But you know what the thing was? The kids is the one that started the shit. The fucking high school kids started the whole thing at the mall. When they started throwing the rocks at the police at the mall, they staged all that shit, dog. The motherfuckers hooked up on Facebook. We gonna meet up at the mall. Police came. They started throwing rocks. The next thing you know, that motherfucker exploded. The high school kids started the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
A group of them at the mall. They started all that shit. And they burnt that bitch down. And you know what? I'm okay with, you know, you do your protests and all that shit, but why burn up your own shit?
Why burn up your own shit?
Now, okay, let me hit y'all with this question. Now, we always say that. We always say that. And up until the other day, I'm a firm believer, and I still am. But now this one lady did say something that did kind of make me say, They asked her, why are y'all burning and looting y'all stores? She looked at dead in that camera and said, we don't own none of this shit.
I know, that's right. Well,
we don't own not one store here. It was like, it's between the whites, the Arabs, and the Jews. We don't own none of this.
Yeah, but it's the
but not that now. I understand what you're about to say, but when she said it, I instantly was like, well, damn. Yeah, it's in your community, but now we really don't own none of that shit.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, hold on. We got a new caller. But before I bring in a new caller, that shit is dumb. That's a dumbass statement. Cause now
bring
your
in
dumb
the caller.
Wait.
Bring in the caller before they hang up, man.
I just brought him in. Who, caller, what's happening?
What up?
Who this?
Drew.
What's going on, Drew?
Now, that comment that she made was dumb as hell because, okay, true enough, they may not own the store, but now your dumb ass got to go extra 5 miles to get a gallon of milk because you burnt down a fucking CVS, the only one you got in the neighborhood. Now you got to travel outside of the neighborhood to go shopping. What sense does that make? You still burning down your own shit.
Like she said, it ain't they shit. Man, they don't get no profit from it.
Yeah, we gonna see what she's saying when I ask got to catch 3 buses to go fucking shopping. Next,
I understand what you're saying, but when you say okay, y'all burning y'all community down, I mean she did. I mean, I think it's a double-edged sword with it. Yeah. You burned down, like, you just made a valid point. But at the same time, I think she did, too. That's just my opinion. Shit, hell, she, don't none of us own none of this shit in there.
Man, it's still the fucking hood, man.
Disagree
like,
to disagree.
I mean,
some people don't shop in the where they live, no way.
Right.
Yeah, but a lot of people do, man. And hey, you know, CVS, that motherfucker like Ballos. They got everything up in them bitches.
Fuck,
you ain't got to leave.
It's
you get
a Walmart
motherfucking medicine.
Right, trust me. It's a Walmart across the street. Dude, what's going on with you, bro?
Flames too.
What's going on, man?
I know this ain't our conversation, man, but I just had to address the shit, man. I was just too outdone when they trying to talk bad about the mama who beat our son.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
what's going on your way, Drew?
Not much, man. Kevin.
All right, Drew, check this out, man. We had another topic. We had another topic going on earlier. I gotta get your opinion on this.
All
right. Let's just say, you know, you got your someone else, a side piece or whatever, however you want to call it. We're not going to even call it a side piece. You got your another woman.
Right.
You know, because you and her, y'all got a relationship established.
Right.
Now, she tells you she loves you, you tell her you love her, you know, and she feels it. She feels the love from you.
Right.
You feel the love from her.
Right.
But then she tells you this. I'm only fucking with you until I find me another man.
Right.
You still show her all that love and affection?
Because right there, when she said it right there, I'm only going to fuck with you until I find another man. So she really don't love me. That's just a game.
Ah, there we go. See, that's what I like with you get on here. You speak that real shit. I like what Drew get on here. Drew speaks that real shit. Now, a motherfucker, now, she's confused. She's saying she don't understand what the fuck is the problem.
What you mean?
Just what I said, brother. She's saying, She says she don't understand what the problem is. She said that she was being real. Now
she was being real.
Yeah, she got 100 motherfuckers in her ear saying, "Well, you was right. You was just being real, and he can't take the truth."
Right.
How is that the truth? Okay, my thing is, how can you sit there and say you love me, and how can I take that as the truth when you saying soon as you feel like you done met the right motherfucker, you gone.
You gonna cut me off, right? I mean, she might have love. She might have love for you, but she ain't in love with you. You know what I'm saying? But you know, now, a nigga like me, I'd have came back and said, "Well, look here, if the sex and the pussy good, I'm going to keep fucking you until you find that nigga."
There you go. Now, okay.
What did he say?
That's that real shit there. That's why I like Drew.
I didn't hear what he said.
He said it. I'm sure he's going to tell it.
Yeah. I mean, till you find that nigga, we gonna still keep fucking. Ain't no sense in stopping that.
Right.
Let me ask you this, bro. Yeah. She come to you and say she need a little help this month on the bills. You giving her some money or you telling her fuck up?
Hey, you know what? To be honest with you, I probably might help her. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
But after that, I probably say, if she keep on coming with it, I'm gonna be like, oh, no, this bitch trying to get some shit out of me. Then I cut that shit off. You know what I'm saying?
That's
but, you know, cut off. Yeah, that's what it is.
Hold on a second. We got another caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
What's up? It's Mia.
Uh-oh. Be quiet, Drew. We'll be right back later, Drew. No.
All right, dude. All right.
Shut up!
I'm just fucking with you. Hey, my man, hey, don't get on here acting crazy because my man is spitting the real truth on here tonight.
I ain't. He is. That's what's up.
All right, Drew. So you say you say you wouldn't cut off completely. You just.
No, that's just good. She ain't going nowhere. Hell no.
Okay. But I mean, Drew, not all bullshit aside. You would really like if she came to you saying she needs something, you'd really hook her up?
Yeah, I mean, if we've been fucking for a while, why not? Shit, I've been fucking this motherfucker for a minute. I ain't no sister that I won't. Because like I said, I got feelings for her too. You know what I'm saying?
But that's only until the right motherfucker comes around.
Until the right motherfucker come around, yeah.
So why the fuck you gonna help her?
I didn't hear you say.
Why would you help her when you know she gonna kick your ass to the curb when that other motherfucker come around? So why would you even
help
her?
I ain't gonna say pussy whoop, but shit. I mean, I just say give and take situation. I mean, she giving me the pussy, I can help her out a couple times. You know what I'm saying? I ain't tripping on that.
But then what you gonna do when she come to you like, okay, I just met Joe, so you gotta go.
I mean, but I think what he said from the beginning though. Is that this is not my woman I'm fucking with, like a woman on the side. So, I mean, I got somebody else, too. So if she cuts me off, I just go back to where the fuck I'm going. You know, because when you play the game, you got to have understanding. If you fucking around, you got to always have understanding. It's going to come a time where both of us got to part ways. Because I ain't for the lead home.
Okay, but now, my thing is, I can understand what you're saying, bro. I can understand. But at the same time, I mean, you in love with this girl. You in love with her, and she telling you, well, soon as I find father time, I'm out.
Oh, so now the situation is I'm in love with her. That's what the scenario is.
No. It's a mutual thing.
Okay.
A mutual thing. I mean, that's what I'm saying. My thing is, okay, I'm in love with you. You in love with me, you know. And, you know, it is just like, for you to sit there and say, well,
But if y'all in love, then there's no way that she going to meet another motherfucker and be out if you in love.
There you go. Then that's the answer I was looking for. Now, see, that's the only thing I'm saying. You're not going to come to me and give me no ultimatum like that if you're in love with me.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah, yeah.
You know, you might be like, I can't deal with this no more, or something like that. Something respectable, but some shit like that, well, you know, I'm just going to keep fucking with you until I find another motherfucker. Come on, man. Hey, me?
It's a lot of females that do that right now.
You're right, Mia. You born and raised in Indianapolis, right?
She got off, man.
Oh, she got off. Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna tell you, Drew.
Hold on. I think she called back.
She probably got hung up.
Hello.
Yeah.
How I get disconnected? Y'all hanging up on me?
Hey, cut your Bluetooth down, girl. See, you loud as hell.
Hold on. I'm trying to drive. I'm trying to get it together. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Mia,
okay.
Can I ask you a question, Mia?
What?
You were born and raised in Indianapolis, right?
Yep.
Did they do something to y'all water?
I don't know. I don't drink.
I mean, because I think damn near every woman in Indianapolis is born and bred from Indianapolis is somewhat bipolar.
Man, that ain't just in Indianapolis, goddamn.
I'm not bipolar, and I don't drink the water, so.
They put that shit in bottled water. That's all of the United States. All these females, they be bipolar.
I mean, like I said, I'm gonna tell you like this. Motherfuckers in Gary, they crazy, they got attitudes. It's just like, God, you be like, God damn, but some of the shit I done heard from Indianapolis women is like, really? Is that y'all train of thought?
What have you heard?
Well, actually it was a motherfucker from Indianapolis that made that damn statement.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Loud and clear.
Hey,
so what would a Gary woman say then?
See, a Gary woman, she ain't going to tell you. She ain't finna tell you right. That one. She either going to leave or she just going to tell you it's over. She ain't going to tell you that she going to keep fucking you. She going to keep fucking around with you till she finds somebody else.
Gary woman would say that, but she'll say that in the heat of the moment. Like, motherfucker, I'm going to just fuck with you anyway, so I'll find another motherfucker. That's what Gary woman would say.
But we already know the shit over. But when we say
right, exactly.
The relationship is over, it's done.
Because ain't no coming back from that one.
You tell me that shit.
I don't know what Indianapolis woman would say that, because Lord knows I never would tell. I don't tell my secrets what I got planned, so I would never do that.
Just duck. Just make sure you duck after you say it, because I'm throwing a brick.
He stay on that ice kind of shit.
That's some weak shit. That ain't no hurt no nigga.
It really ain't. Nine times out of ten, he got another nigga like that. They
shit,
already got a piece
on
the back.
Like,
what you mean?
He like, that's stupid.
It's okay for you to tell me some shit like that, though. That's cool, though. And I'm not supposed to react? Come on, now.
Hey, so
only a weak nigga would be hurt by that.
You tell a motherfucker that you better expect some repercussions.
Tell him again, baby. That's some real shit, baby. Tell him again. Weak ass nigga be tripping all that shit.
Don't hurt him, Ike. Oh, shit.
I'm gonna tell you like this, man. I'm not. I mean, my thing is.
I'm crying the car.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You would tell me that, but you cannot expect me to. You cannot expect me to just bend over backwards for you anymore. You just can't. You cannot think.
I know you done fucked the whole game up.
You cannot. I mean, I might not. I'm not gonna bust your head, but you cannot say that shit and then turn around 10 minutes later and say, "Can you pay my IPL? I need my IPL paid." You cannot do that. No,
you can if you're a weak nigga.
You be like, and you gonna say, "Nah," she like, and that's why I'm looking for another nigga.
Hey, but you know what, though? Hey, but you know I love you. Why are you acting like that? You know I love you. Quit acting like that. I was just playing.
Right. Did you hear me say I love you? You heard everything.
Hey,
I love you.
Babe. You know, come here, let me suck your dick. You know I love you.
Like, are you fucking like dick? You get an IPL
pay? Hey, but check it out. I'd be like, hey, check it out. Here go $100. I'm finna set you up for that okie doke. So I'm gonna go ahead and play your game right quick. So I'm finna throw you the real game.
Man,
this just gonna turn into some pimp and hoe type shit.
That's how it should have been from the start.
Yeah, and I wouldn't give a fuck because you going home to yours and I'm going to bed and. Go
work
next morning.
Right,
give a fuck.
At that point in time, you better not even ask for a little tiny snack cake. Yeah. Yeah, the gas station, pay for this. I ain't got no money.
So you saying I can't get a fudge round? You
hell
weak ass.
No.
I got another nigga in sight right now.
That was a fudge round. I ain't never heard that before.
I swear, you know what? I would buy that fudge round for you, but I swear to God, because I'm an honorary motherfucker, I would take the biggest bite out that motherfucker. You would not be able to enjoy it.
I told y'all. Didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Did not ask for a drink from this nigga.
Oh, hey, you know what? Go to hell. Go to hell. I done bought you plenty drinks. Don't be
and you
mad
drink
at me
out
me.
Of every last one of them.
He's got damn right. $15 Patron margarita. We ain't even go back on the Patron margaritas.
It's a wee drink.
Hell yeah.
It's a wee drink.
A wee drink.
Anything over $8, I'm sipping it.
If
it's over $8, I'm tipping it. Hey, ho, what we?
Oh, shit.
I'm not going to be like D. See, D, by that drink and you walk away from him, as soon as they put that motherfucker down, wait, let me see how that tastes.
Damn, you got to drink half of it first?
I hate
you
getting drinks from him. I hate extra cash for drinks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Bartender, one more. They be like, another one for the lady? Nah, this we sharing. Well, man, y'all motherfuckers ain't
too strong. Give us two straws.
Damn.
Put your own margarita, please. Two straws.
Oh, shit.
Y'all is funny. I've been here tonight.
Oh, I will throw that drink on his lap.
What? Shit, I ordered what you wanted. I got you a Patron.
I don't like weed drinks. I don't like weed drinks. That's what I'm at my damn own.
Oh, shit. Like I said, Patron margarita, please. 2 straws.
Asshole.
I'm just saying. Okay, hey, Trina, where you from?
Me? I'm from the G.
Okay, okay. Now, let me ask you this, Trina. I'm going to ask you this, and I need you to be honest with me.
Okay.
Let's just say you fucking around with a guy, right?
Yeah.
You know, and let's just say he got a significant other.
Oh, Lord. I see what is going on.
He got a significant other, and he, you know, but you and him in love with each other. Y'all in love. I mean, you know, I mean, the relationship done flourished.
Why we got to be in love? Why we can't just be cuddy buddies?
Because that's the way this is set up, Trina. Don't be
okay.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you Selena, girl. You got to be difficult.
Yeah, that's true.
But now, okay, you sitting there, you know, y'all relaxing, y'all doing your thing, and y'all having a conversation. And you tell him, I love you, but I'm just going to fuck with you until I find somebody else.
Oh, shit.
What do you expect him to say after that?
I don't know. He probably going to go crazy after that. I mean, even though he got a significant other already, he already attached, you know what I'm saying, because we've been messing around, so.
And I forgot that part. The fuck?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I forgot. He already got somebody, so
right,
we was playing the
right
guy any damn way.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
What the fuck?
It didn't change, Cass.
Hold on.
It changed, Cass. Hold on. This nigga got a girl.
Hold on one second. Simon, what you got to say, man?
I'm trying to see who just called in, man.
Oh.
It's me, Carla.
Who is this?
Who?
Carla.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's going on, Carla? I gotta ask, where you from?
Gary.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, Carla. You fucking around with a dude, right?
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, we're going to reverse this. You fucking around with a dude, but you got a man, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. You got a man, and he tells you, I love you, baby, you know, and you establish that you love him too, you know, but situation is the situation. But he tells you, I'm only fucking around with you until I find somebody else. What do you say to you?
I mean,
I got a man. Yeah, you got a man.
Well, if I got a man, I don't really care if he says something like that. But when you talk about love,
yeah, I mean, but love, y'all, now, hold on, now you got this. That's part of the scenario. You love him, and he loves you. Y'all in love with each other.
Oh well, we in love with each other. He ain't gonna be able to tell me that. He gotta go.
I'm going to
help
him, right?
Go find him somebody else, because I'm going to quit fucking with him, because if he loves me, he's going to be worried about keeping me as a back burner. That ain't going to work.
Amen. Right. This nigga got a girl.
Who the fuck is that keep saying amen? Shit.
Selena, who else? Shit. Selena, what's that?
We on the same. You ain't got to keep saying amen. We on the same
page. Okay, well, we ain't on the same page no more. I knew that shit wasn't going to last. Nah, fuck him. He was already looking for something. Nobody care about his damn feelings. Fuck his feelings. Shit.
Man, don't put the problem with that shit.
And he already had a woman 9 times out of 10. Being me, I wouldn't have told your ass nothing if you helping me
out. I know,
out.
That's right.
You wouldn't have never knew.
On a need-to-know basis, motherfucker.
I'm going to tell you like this.
Okay.
I even understand what you're saying. Because most motherfuckers, all right, they wouldn't have told a motherfucker that. But now, like I keep saying, she told him that, and she cannot understand why he not fucking with her no more.
Oh, well, my answer still stands with that idiot. But, you know,
but you know
him,
what? She probably she probably just said that trying to make him jealous. Because, I mean, what dummy gonna really tell you what they plan to do anyway? That don't even make sense.
And her head game is whack.
If you from the G, if you from NAB, if you from wherever, you got to be dumb to tell somebody your next move. You got to make your next move your best move.
And her coochie ain't no good, as he would have sucked that up and still been on the team.
Right.
Oh, shit. She could have told him that and kept him moving.
She's a weak boy.
She's
a weak
boy. The flesh is weak.
Your flesh gonna be weak when I choke the shit out your ass. Man, the flesh is weak. Yeah,
she needs to step her kegel game up.
Yeah, she better do something because I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, she's trying to make him jealous, hoping he would leave his woman at home. It's over.
Right. Because he already looking for somebody else. He's not even happy with the chick he got at home, but he say he loved me. Come on now.
He don't
Let's be honest, people.
Yeah.
He loves her
your
doggy staff.
That was it.
Yeah.
When you taking that away, he said, fuck you, move on to the next.
That's what I said for the kids.
Exactly. And he don't even love the one that he with, because he wouldn't even fuck with you anyway. Everybody is convenient for his selfish ass. And he'll wake up in a burning bed fucking with me. That nigga wake up dead fucking with me.
Hey, you from Gary, too?
You ever woke up dead, nigga?
Wake up dead?
Y'all got to understand, Selena ain't took up medicine today, so y'all didn't know.
Boy, yesterday.
She from the G?
Yeah, she from the G. She just ain't took up medicine.
Oh, God.
Dang. Yeah, I'm like that.
I'm scared, man. Yeah.
I get that all the time, sir.
Selena just ain't got medicine. Y'all just got to understand.
What's wrong with it? Because she said we from Gary. What's wrong with us Gary girls?
Yeah, I mean,
ain't nothing
wrong
with y'all.
Hey, look here. Hold on.
I just know I can bring my picture when I fuck with a Gary woman.
Hold on. I made
gotta bring his pencil fucking with a Gary one.
You know, we bring him ours too.
Okay.
I know, that's why I bring mine.
Hey, I said now, I was on y'all's side. I said, hey, Gary girls may be a lot of things, but at least they ain't gonna do no shit like that. I'm not bipolar. Now, these Indianapolis women, I think they done just, it's something in the water. I think they just grew bipolar. It's like, fuck it.
I ain't bipolar. I'm a
silent
killer. That's what I am. I'm not no bipolar nothing.
We going to ask you when
you
ain't on the show.
I ain't bipolar.
When she ain't on the show.
You just fucking with the wrong one. Kicking that nasty ass water.
Help me, Drew. I got your back, bro. I got your back, man. I know
niggas
you
been waking up dead
me.
For years.
Say that waking up dead. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah,
how do
they wake up dead?
I don't know.
It sounds right
like a bad hangover. Like a badass hangover.
Man, do you know that
put
was
him in the dirt. Put him in the
car. Yeah, I just felt dead before then.
No, seriously, that was scared the shit out of me. A girl tell me, motherfucker, you want to wake up dead? What'd you say? Oh, I got to go.
Oh,
I didn't move the fuck out.
That's some scary shit, though. The motherfucker tell you want to wake up dead?
I said, I get smoking. I'm hiding the motherfucker.
And that's stop a motherfucking they track though, be arguing real hard, be like, you got me fucked up. Keep fucking with me and wake up dead. Like, wait, what?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna get fucking how much in love I am. I'm leaving right
here. Hey man, you ready to go home? Like, yep, take me home.
Yeah. Hell yeah, take me home right now. It's time.
Thank
to
you.
That's a move too.
All that freaky thoughts go right up out your head.
Hey, I got a question.
What's up?
Hey, man, when is the meet and greet, man? When is the meet every motherfucking
time? Hey, man, we trying to get it together, man. I'm, hey.
Oh, what the hold up? Everybody live right here in Indianapolis, so what the hold up is?
I say we get two rooms at the Clarion with that inside pool and a bar and everything.
We put y'all drink to the room.
Two rooms, our number is 180.
Now, Drew, last time we tried to do this, they kicked us out the room. It went from a meet and greet to a meet and eat.
I kicked all the dudes out the room.
Yeah, they kicked all the dudes out the room. It was a meet and eat.
So you better make an announcement before then and ask who like beef.
I guarantee you. Let me come up in that motherfucking room. Y'all talking about, okay, Kaz, it was nice for you to put this together, but you got to leave.
Like y'all look at Kevin with little smiley face boxes in the corner.
Damn right.
What you gonna leave for?
Oh shit. Oh,
that was my whole thing, Drew. I mean, I guess she must be at work or something. I hear her listening. Well, I see that she listening. Man, this motherfucker, she just kicked all the dudes out.
I didn't hear about no meet and greet. Where is it?
Right.
Oh, she already told you with your thick thighs what she's going to do to you.
Hey, everybody, you can get everybody out here if y'all win on the roof.
You say what?
I said, if y'all win on the roof, I should tell y'all.
Hey, man.
Okay, Drew paying for the room, y'all. You just heard it. Drew got the room.
Don't you not pay for the room.
We know he got the drinks.
And the cook.
We know he got the drinks and shit.
What?
Oh, Lord.
Damn, Drew, did you hear it quick? Oh, no, Drew don't got to pay for no rooms. No, he
ain't. Oh, that real fast.
Nah.
Damn, Drew. Drew, man, you're going to have to get together, man. We're going to have to get together and put this together, man.
Yeah, ain't no problem. We'll put together.
Well, Drew, I don't want to get you in trouble now. She already said you can't pay for no rooms.
Man, look here. He is sitting right here. We all for the meet and greet.
Well, I mean, now I told you they changed it from the meet and greet to the meet and eat, so.
Well, you know, that's it. Let's see what happens when everybody gets fucked up.
Okay. Hey.
Let's let me like know that. So I can slip myself a Mickey.
Hey. I don't want no Mickey. I'm just going to drink and watch. I don't know about all this.
Oh, shit.
She says she's gonna just figure what. Hey, I can see Drew Knight. Hey, baby, go on over there and pull another drink.
don't put your nose in that one.
What is all that noise?
Somebody outside or in a car or something.
Right, somebody driving. That's what it is.
We drive. We on the highway.
Yeah, we on the highway.
Oh.
I can hear Drew now. Drew see liquor store going down on Selena.
Hell nah.
Lord.
You say he's supposed to be small.
Yeah, I didn't see any women eat though. That ain't gonna do all that. Ain't gonna excite me. I just want to see what her skills look like though.
Oh shit.
Baby, go on, give me another one of them drinks. No. They ran out of it. Just go.
You trying to throw me in the pot? That's what you trying to do? Throw me in the pot?
Hey, far be it for me to throw you in the pot, shit.
Hey, but I heard about this little myth that's been going around that a woman can eat a woman better than a man.
Yeah, I heard that too.
That was the whole meet and eat. That's what the whole meet and eat.
Okay. Well, y'all know that's really psychological, right?
That shit's real.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it depends. I mean, shit, because every man can't eat pussy and every woman can't eat pussy.
That's right. That's all in your motherfucking mind.
Because I've got 2 minutes by both, and then it took hours for others. So, shit.
I'm going to stand firm on my 10 toes when I say,
ass with pussy.
We don't believe you.
Well, show us then.
We don't believe you.
Hey.
I quit.
I'm just saying. I think every man should stand firm. I know Janine be talking shit, talking about what she gonna do, but man, she ain't better than me neither.
I don't like when I get with a woman knows that another woman wants, and she can please a woman. I can't stand when I hear this motherfucker say that bullshit. Wait a minute, what's this? I'm on a different level. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna tell y'all this. Me and Janine's been like Mayweather and Pacquiao.
This been booming for years now.
Damn.
This competition been brewing for a couple of years now. And we gonna have to. Hey, Drew, we need a promoter to put this together.
That's what's up. I can do it now.
Look at Drew. Hey, that ain't no problem. Drew had it set up just like Don King. I can do it. I can do it. Only an American got that.
Hey, that's why I'm not asking you. You should do that.
Don't get mad at me when she be calling me. Don't worry. Janine is set to fire.
Now, what you gonna do?
What you mean?
Who you rolling with? Cause like I said, this thing been brewing for a couple of years now. This is like Mayweather Pacquiao.
I want both. Shit. Can I have both? No.
Well, I'm gonna tell you like
Janine.
I'm gonna tell you like this, Trina. Now you talking about getting us both now? I'm gonna tell you now. We may battle for the title, but I guarantee one thing: when it's all said and done,
you'll be a well fuck bitch when I turn you loose.
Hell nah, you got a damn problem.
We don't believe you.
I'm with Selena. We don't believe you.
And the fucked up part is Selena will walk through the hotel with a poster board to say, "We don't believe you." What the hell is she doing? What's going on in this room? She got a poster board walking. Like she going to Monday Night Raw with poster board. "We don't believe you. Go, Janine, go. Take him out."
the other side with a big middle finger. Fuck you, Cass. We don't believe you.
Oh, no. Oh,
shit.
That's all right.
Hey, Cass.
Yo.
Hey, check it out, though. I didn't see these little things together before. Got everybody in the room, and motherfuckers just looking at each other. Motherfuckers just talk all that bullshit, but we get to the room, motherfuckers don't do a goddamn thing.
You know what? You got a lot of people like that. But I'm going to tell you. You
but
get
that
it.
That wouldn't be me.
I knocked the shit off that pussy.
You going to get your pussy ain't fuck around with me.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all. Liquor store to enter the building. What's happening?
Liquor store.
Hey, y'all. What it is?
Hey.
Oh. Yeah, I had to get in. I've been listening the whole time. I'm a little
just woke
underwater
up.
Now.
Oh, you said.
You know what I'm saying? I come to shut shit down. Ain't going to be none of that keep it quiet shit. Motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? I've been told, motherfucker told me, shit, if you can eat pussy like you can suck dick, you gonna kill a bitch. And yes, he was very much right.
Damn.
Oh, I'm good for you.
I'm taking that emotion. I'm with you on that one.
Cause,
crazy.
I had to fuck around. Chocolate.
This is like
I taste some
pussy. Hey, that's a good taste to have, though.
It damn sure is.
I know it is. Shit.
Boy, Mia, you in for it.
Tonight.
I'm in for what?
He say tonight.
I'm in for what?
He said tonight.
What are you in for?
I'm trying to kill it. That's what you in for.
He's going to wake up dead.
Please shut up. You can't hold it with the
bed.
Oh,
okay,
Lord. I'm getting that out all night. Oh, y'all see. Oh, Lord.
That's a hell of a thing. You want to wake up dead? What?
I'm
what did you just say to me? I'm telling you,
I'm
hey.
I'm from getting my pussy eaten, sucked, and licked, and tickled, and just watching. What the hell?
You done kicked yourself out, didn't you?
What?
Ain't nobody gonna be watching nothing. Everybody's gonna be joining in.
Oh, yeah. I swear to God.
But, yeah, hold on. Now, y'all know Father Time can't join in, so you know he gonna be sitting back. I beat my dick like it owes me money.
That was funny as hell.
That's only because my man's committed. That's only because my man, he's committed, you know. So
that's what's up, bro. That's what. Well, we're having that fun for you.
Other than that, I know my man will be down, and you know.
He can be the referee.
So what are you talking about, man? What are you talking about hooking this up?
Look, as soon as you get the room, fam.
Okay.
Well, I'm all right. Next week, I have an answer for y'all. Next week.
There you go. Check in, boys, man, and hey, let me know. Like I said, we do something.
This is Money Mayweather Productions. We'll come back with you next week.
All right, now. I can hear as soon as that phone hang up. You ain't doing shit. Get your ass in there, sit down.
That's what I'm typing your ass gonna get.
Right. Don't let Cass get you fucked up.
Cause he will do it.
Janine, you done got shit started on the board, girl.
Hey, my boy Drew,
we're going to be best friends.
Hey, Drew sound like he's all mild-mannered shit. After that, I can see him in the hotel room now.
I'm Rick James, bitch. It's a celebration, bitch.
Man, I'll be right here trying to get everybody comfortable.
He be around giving everybody Mickey's and Stinky's, whatever, the X's.
That's what I do at my parties. I just get, make sure everybody comes.
Okay. Take the wheel.
I can see it now. Drew, sit your ass down. Now, Drew.
Sit down. He's a towel boy.
Just sit down.
Yeah, it wouldn't say he's a towel boy.
Hey, put me out there. Like, I'm new to this.
And that was funny.
That was funny.
Y'all hilarious.
Yeah, they said towel boy, Drew. Hey, Drew, it could be worse. They could have called you the fluffer. So just take the towel boy.
Everybody wash your hands so much through the towel.
Everybody walk past you throwing the towel. There you go.
Yeah, this person is shooting cases.
Oh, man, boy. You talking about motherfucker have an attitude, boy.
My damn stomach hurt. I'm over here, tears rolling down my damn face.
Hey, you have a serious attitude, boy. And he didn't pay for the hotel rooms. So I can see where everybody's trying to leave out.
You owe me some money, motherfucker!
Hell no, but here you go.
That's right.
Hey. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Y'all silly.
This is a good laugh, boy, I tell you.
Only in Sin City.
Only in Sin City, boy. Do y'all get to act the fool like this?
Exactly.
Are we going to have Sin City shirts and stuff?
You said what?
Are we going to have Sin City shirts?
Yep. Trust me.
And
my man, Father Time working on that now. Damn, you want a Sin City vibrator?
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Well, Tom, I guess that's one more thing we got to put on there for sale.
I guess.
Well, whose face we going to put on it? Now, you can put yours on that, dog.
Put some lips on it.
All right, y'all. We gotta get ready to get the hell out of here, man. This show has been crazy right here. You up, dog?
Yeah, for sure. All right, we're gonna start with Drew. You got any last words, man?
No, man. I appreciate y'all had a good time tonight, man. Looking forward to talking to y'all next week.
All right. What's up? Drew, we got to get together, bro. We got to get together.
Hey, what you doing Saturday, man? I need you to tell me to eat my telephone number, man.
Okay. Because, we got to find something, man. We got to get together for sure, man. We got to.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, that's what's happening.
Mia, you got any last words?
Yep, enjoyed everybody tonight, Sin City Radio.
number one radio show.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Janine.
Why you say my name like that?
I'm tired.
I'm stroking. Put the petroleum jelly down.
Wax on,
wax off. Had a good time.
Selena.
It would be wonderful to meet everybody. We would all have a good time together. Unforgettable. Pleasurable.
Yes. That's my She-Ro. She my She-Ro.
Selena.
Yes, sir, fella.
Any last words?
It was fun. It was fun as always. Good night.
All right, look, Stowe.
Yeah, you know, I enjoyed y'all. I really did. Y'all had me cracking up, and I'll be back next week. Shit, anybody need a bust in that? Holla at your girl.
Damn.
My She-Ro. That's my She-Ro, too.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. It's coming again.
Trina, you ain't last words.
It was a nice show. Y'all funny as hell, boy, I swear to God. But, yeah, it was a good show, and I'll be back next week.
All right, man, check us out. All right, y'all know how we're going to do it. Mayweather Pacquiao Part 2. We're going to get it in.
We don't believe you.
We don't believe you.
Make sure my tongue is on the poster.
Hey, thank you everybody for calling. Thank everybody listening via Ed and Dad. Y'all know how we do it. Sin City Radio Show. We be back next week, y'all. We out this BS.
Bye.